The Israel Report with Rolene Marx.
Hello, Rolene Marx.
Good afternoon, Kathy. On what is it? It's May Day. What day is it? Workers' Day.
Absolutely, Workers' Day. Isn't Israel all socialist, or used to be? Isn't it a big deal in Israel, May Day?
No, not a big deal for us here in Israel. Hi, sir.
I'm very glad that you're there. I wasn't 100% sure. Good to be talking to you, Rolene.
Not a public holiday for us, although it is the eve tonight of one of the most solemn, if not the most solemn days in Israel's calendar, and that is Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Martyrs and Memorial Day, which we begin to observe as the sun sets. And many of us will light Yahrzeit candles and start our remembrance now.
Rolene, when does the siren blast?
The siren, not so much blasts, more like wails.
Yeah.
That will be tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. And the whole country will come to a stop as it does for a minute. And it's the most incredible moment that's very hard to describe unless you actually experience it. But the entire country, whether or not you are on the roads, on a train, and in fact trains will stop on the tracks, everybody will stop what they are doing, and we will bow our heads in very, very solemn memorial of the 6 million. And I just want to reiterate, while we have a Yom HaShoah, which is separate to International Holocaust Memorial Day, which takes place every January on the 27th, which coincides with the liberation of Auschwitz by the Red Army from Russia. We have our day to remember specifically the Jewish victims, because Jews were the only population that were targeted and marked for extermination, whether you were a baby or whether you were an elderly human being. We were considered subhumans and marked for extermination. And it's a reason why we mark it differently to the world, and also ours coincides with the anniversary of the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising.
Yeah, I must say, I've just been spending a lot of time on Chadashot 13 today, looking at all these very somber reports that come out over the next 24 hours in Israel. And Rolene, one really does get the sense the survivors are dying out. I mean, the people are talking now, they were born during the war. It's a different time, that's for sure.
Well, the survivors are dying out, but it becomes more and more important that we, the next generation, honor their memory and honor their story and bear witness and make sure that we educate and tell the generations to come. You know, Simon, Kathy, the whole week we've been talking about anti-Semitism, anti-Semitic incidents. There was an incident that happened with me last night where I was called something very, very horrible, which is a bitter reminder of why we need to keep hatred in check. And it really has become incumbent on all of us. I'm sure if you scroll through your social media feeds, you'll see everybody changing their profile pictures, their banner pictures to reflect this very, very solemn day. As you mentioned, you were watching HaChadashot or Arutz 13, and you saw the change in program as what happens this time of the year. Our programming changes to reflect that of memorial, that of Yom HaShoah. Next week it will change to reflect Yom HaZikaron, a day where we will remember our fallen soldiers and victims of terror and hear testimony from that side. But it is so important, so important. I urge everybody, and I know that many of you don't have access to Israeli television, but please do one thing. Go onto the internet and find the story of one victim who was murdered in the Holocaust because they were Jewish. Find one name, find one story, and honor that person. Get to know who they are, honor that person. You know, last week I was very, very privileged, along with my colleague Dave Kaplan. We went to interview a Judge Gabriel Bach, If you know, if you follow the Israeli legal system and history, you will know that not only is Judge Bach one of our foremost Supreme Court justices, but he was one of the prosecution team that prosecuted Adolf Eichmann. And hearing his testimony and hearing the, you know, the story of his family who just managed to beat the odds by staying kind of one step ahead of the Nazis, and hearing his story about the gathering of evidence against Eichmann and eventually the trial, and how in well into his 90s the story, the trial is with him every single day of his life. And you know, these are our first-hand witnesses. You know, he also spoke about being 10 meters away from Adolf Hitler at the 1936 Olympics, where he refused to shake the hand of Jesse Owens because he was black. So it's a day of memorial. It is a day of reflection. It is a day of education. It is a day of bearing witness, and it is a day where we remember our most solemn vow, which is never again. And especially after a week like this, I think we are, we all feel that something needs to be done to fight and to stand up to the rising tide of anti-Semitism that, according to the World Jewish Congress and the Anti-Defamation Leagues, is at a all-time high. In fact, triple, the incidents in the United States have tripled in the last year.
Really, and that isn't the only time in Israel's year that the sirens wail. Hey, Yom HaZikaron as well?
Yom HaZikaron. On Yom HaZikaron, we actually have two sirens. Yom HaShoah, we have one, which will take place tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock. But on Yom HaZikaron, we have two. We have a siren at 8 o'clock at night, which will usher it in. Tonight at 8 o'clock, there will be a tekes, a ceremony at Yad Vashem, which will be attended by survivors who will light torches, President Rivlin, the Prime Minister, the Speaker of the Knesset, and various dignitaries. And very, very important, these survivors and their families. But tomorrow, next week at 8 o'clock, we will have a siren that will usher in Yom HaZikaron, a tekes at the at the Kotel, at the Wailing Wall, with the Mishpachot Shekulot, the bereaved families and members of the various units of the IDF, the Israel Air Forces and Navy. And then again, the following day, a siren will sound at 11:30. Many of us, including myself, will be at ceremonies at cemeteries. It's a personal tradition of mine. I always go to the cemetery to commemorate Yom HaZikaron. And it will be a day of reflecting of the ultimate sacrifice paid by many so that we have our freedom. And then, of course, the mood of the country will change at 8 o'clock that evening as we change over to Yom HaAtzmaut and remember the incredible gift that we have in the state of Israel. And we will celebrate. And, you know, it's done on purpose that we have, you know, the honey and the sting, as the song says, and we have the bitter and the sweet.
I'm listening to you and I'm getting goosebumps and I'm thinking there cannot
I'm
be
starting to cry,
a more schizophrenic moment in anyone's life than that moment when you just flick a switch and you're supposed to go from this deep, deep sorrow into absolute celebration. And I was actually talking to an Israeli friend of mine once and she's an older woman and she's unable to do it. She says she's just lost too many friends and she can't do it. It's interesting. Obviously people react differently.
Every year it gets harder and harder as we remember those that have fallen, those that we've lost to terror events. And, you know, I think this year many of us will hold those who have been killed in terror and murders around the world, including Laurie Gilbert Kay, Zichrona Livracha, who was killed as the shooter, whose name shall remain unmentioned, entered into a sanctuary of holiness, a shul, a Chabad shul. Many of us are, you know, Chabadniks, and her life was taken, and we will remember her and the many others.
Rolene, as always, thank you for talking to us. We're going to hold over those two non-related issues probably till tomorrow. But thank you. And I don't know what one wishes somebody for Yom HaShoah. I hope it's a meaningful.
Just may the memories of everybody who we lost, may their memories be blessed forever.